Transmission commence in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Level 7.
RandomChatter.com presents
the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Do you copy?
Perimeter breach.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case files.
Authorizing.
Just call us S.H.I.E.L.D.
Access granted.
Colson, get back to base.
Welcome back, agents. I trust you've all been suitably briefed on the most recent encounter. We'll be your hosts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. I'm Director Shepard.
And I'm Director Stolte.
And you've been authorized to undergo debriefing on the most recent mission from Agent Coulson and his operatives presented to the public as a dramatic hour-long television series known as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fortunately, you have all been cleared to know the truth. I gotta say, San Diego Comic-Con seemed a little lacking this year in terms of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it did. I didn't see hardly any sunglasses, hardly any black suits and ties, no earpieces. Everybody was out on vacation, I guess. Extended break this year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely as far as ABC is concerned, it sounds like Inhumans is the show that's, you know, getting promoted, and that was kind of one of the big things that Marvel was promoting. Also, I guess Defenders, the new Netflix show, they were promoting that, and of course all the myriad of movies, Spider-Man and Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, that Avengers something or other, I think.
I know something or other. Yeah, that little indie film they're making.
That little indie film there, yeah. They're making. Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, from a business standpoint, it's a balance of promotion, but not wanting to, outshine your other projects. You know, you don't want to compete against yourself. So,
hello, Disney, Star Wars, so, Marvel, Pixar.
Yeah. They've almost got that solved by just owning everything that everybody watches.
Yeah. So, the major franchises.
And I think traditionally Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has always kind of got the short end of the stick when it comes to that. You know, that's on the bottom of the list, it seems like. And this year that list was just a little too long.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, a weird mix between, well, you know, I wish our ratings were better. Maybe we won't renew the show. You know, there are always these rumors popping up. Is the show going to get canceled? Can it survive another year? The ratings aren't that good. It's like, I don't know. It keeps finding a way. But
it does. And when you look at overall things like the ratings of, oh, I don't know, all of the ABC shows, comparatively – It's looks a little better when you do it at that. There's a lot of shows on ABC are ranked lower than the other networks. So, plus, you know what? We have to wait until like January to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So you don't want to promote it too soon because people will they'll get burned out on it or they'll forget about it.
Yeah. Well, we'll obviously be back at that point. We'll see how it works on a Friday time slot. We'll obviously having to be changing our time slot that the show gets released on, which normally on Friday mornings. So we'll change that. But up until then, we'll be working on an Inhumans podcast, as we announced on our last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. So that should hopefully hold you over. We will try to let you know about that on this feed here for Case Files, but we will have our own Inhumans feed for that show for the whatever we decide to call it, still TBD at this point. But for now, welcome to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files Summer Spectacular number 11.
Oh, well, you know, it's great to get together with you. You having a good summer? Everything going okay?
I'm on my second brand new car of the summer. That's pretty cool. So
pretty cool that you have it. Not cool how you had to get it, I think, but
yeah. Well, we were getting a third car just because we got teenagers, and because we have teenagers, we had to get another new car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So, but, the agent's, or the director's salary is not too shabby. So it, I got the black car, but I got the hatchback. You know, so it looks a little funny, but the Shield logo on the side, I think, really makes that hatchback stand out.
Your salary's improved, because I'm still driving around in the unmarked Pinto that they've given me.
Well, I got hooked up because Adrian Pazdar, General Talbot on the show.
Yes, yes.
He was in that other superhero TV show a while back. So we got hooked up with a Nissan Versa, you know. So
well, there you go.
Save the cheerleader, save the world there. And I can't look at the car or talk about it without thinking about Heroes, because they were so overt in their advertising for the Versa. It was pretty bad, but
they had some extras lying around, so they're giving them to you, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, San Diego Comic-Con last weekend, like I said, not a lot of information about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but there was some other related Marvel stuff going on that we did want to just briefly tell you guys about. So, as I mentioned, on last Thursday, they had the Marvel's Inhumans panel, and there was a new trailer shown for that, which it looks better. I don't want to get into a lot of discussion on this, because I think we're probably going to talk about the trailer on our Inhumans podcast, but I thought it gave a little bit more than the kind of the teaser trailer. We got to see Medusa's hair. That was kind of an improvement. I have a theory about that. I don't know. Did I tell you about this?
I don't know. What's your theory?
So, you know, when the first still came out and everyone's like, oh my God, that wig on Medusa looks horrible. And it's just the hairline is so unnatural and just bad. And then the first trailer came out and her hair wasn't doing anything. And now her hair moves a little bit. The hairline looks a little bit different depending on different shots.
Right.
And I think that it probably is supposed to be a wig in some sequences. And my thought is Maximus, the guy that narrates and who's the brother of Black Bolt, he's kind of the – I don't know. He's some guy from Game of Thrones, right? I apologize,
yes.
Folks. I do not watch Game of Thrones. Don't hold that against me, but like Ramsey, I think something.
Yep. Ramsey Bolton. He's one of the bastards in the Battle of the Bastards.
Okay. So he kind of plays the bad guy here in Inhumans as well. He's also trying to take over the throne from Black Bolt, who is played by the guy from, the motorcycle TV show, not Hell's Angels. We'll think of it later. We'll talk about it on the Newman show. Dogs of Hell? No, that's not it. That's the motorcycle gang from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the
okay. Laurel I don't know. I wasn't episode. Prepared for that question, so I'll have to go look it up.
Sorry. Anyway, so I think what happens is to control her at some point, I think she actually gets her hair shaved off in the show as like a plot point, and she will actually be wearing a wig, or she puts on a wig so that nobody, like her subjects, don't know that she's lost her power. So I think we're seeing her hair moving around from one part of the early part of the season, and then some of the the bad stuff, bad looking stuff is she doesn't have it, because that's a great way for them to save on, save money on having to do all these special effects for the hair moving. Or maybe it's just something they're going to fix digitally and post. So who knows?
Well, we'll find out more, but it was nice to see him moving and also having it confirmed in the panel that it will be moving, that that'll be digitally enhanced, I guess.
Yep. So they talked about that. I guess they showed some more footage to the panel or at the panel than just the trailer for the people, and they made sure everybody knows that the first two episodes will be premiering exclusively in IMAX for a 2-week window beginning September 1st, and then the series is going to start on September 29th of 2017 here. And
they were excited at that panel. I'm looking forward to kind of talking with you about what they discussed and what was what they kind of teased. And then they actually showed some footage that I haven't seen yet, other than the trailer. They showed some scenes to the audience that I haven't found online yet. But they are the creators of the show are very excited about it. I always like to see when people are excited to reveal what they've been making, because that means they've put a lot of effort into it. So.
Yeah, very exciting here. I guess so. Like you said, they showed some extra footage to the audience, but they also let us know that when the TV show airs, there's actually going to be more footage in the episodes than in the theatrical. Which is, I find that's a weird way to kind of promote your show. Hey, you should go see this in IMAX. But actually, if you wait and watch it on TV, you're actually going to get more content.
Yeah.
I think IMAX is supposed to be the draw for the
audience. Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's a weird thing to do with a TV show anyway, because, again, there's that balance, right? You want people to go see it in the theater and then the movie, but you also want people to watch it when it's on TV, because that's, you're making your money from advertising. You don't want
to
take people away from it. So I get it, but I will definitely want to go see it in the theater, because I love seeing anything on a big screen. So I think that's fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah. It should look good there. So anyway, that's coming. And then, outside of the movie panels and stuff, which seem to have been on Saturday, Friday had a Marvel's The Defenders panel. Now, do you watch any of the Netflix shows?
I have seen them. Yeah, I haven't gotten through all of them yet, but I've seen a lot of them.
You better catch up, because I think August 18th, I want to say, it's whatever that kind of like third Friday is there. The Defenders is going to show up on Netflix. It's going to be 8 episodes long. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist are all going to join together. And I think each of the characters brings like one or two of their supporting cast from their individual shows. So this is going to be kind of a little Netflix version of Infinity War with just all these characters getting to commingle and stuff like that. And of course, Sigourney Weaver. I was going to say Ridley Scott.
Oh, yes.
Ripley is playing the antagonist. I don't want to call her a villain, because we really don't know anything about her. She's but supposed to be a pretty enigmatic bad guy for these four characters to take on. I don't think they're really going to fight her, per se, unless they are doing kind of a bait and switch, and she's not who we think she is. I mean,
I know who she is. She's Zool. That's the problem.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That would be interesting. All right.
Well, I would like to know more about her too. That it's an interesting pick, having Sigourney Weaver as your antagonist for all of those heroes to come together. That which means she's going to be pretty dangerous, pretty important. Any thoughts on who she might be playing? Or do you think it's a new character?
No, I mean, they gave, like, I think her character's name is Alexandra, which, I mean, other than being the antagonist of Josie and the Pussycats, I really don't, that name doesn't really mean a lot to me in the Marvel Universe. Though she's playing Zool, that'll be interesting, because They'll try to get Jessica Jones to clear her brain, and then this giant bottle of whiskey will be walking down Fifth Avenue attacking stuff, and they'll have to come together to fight that.
I don't understand why they don't come to us with ideas, story ideas.
I am at a loss. I don't know why either. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that, and I guess they showed a little tease for the Punisher series, which will be out, they said, later in 2017, given other Netflix shows. I'm guessing it's going to be probably the Friday before Thanksgiving. That seems to be when they're doing it. It'll be like the week before the week after Ragnarok comes out, I'm guessing. So I'm looking forward to that because when S.H.I.E.L.D. is not happening in some fashion, I do like watching the Netflix shows. I think they've had pretty good quality on them. They some of them are better than others. There's a lot of bad stuff being said about Iron Fist, which is not all untrue. I think there's a lot of cool stuff going on, but it is probably the weakest of the four series, and it's kind of a tie between Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Daredevil's just had two seasons, though, so there's obviously a lot more going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
well, I have spent more time than I care to admit binge-watching shows this summer, so but there's just so much good stuff out there. It's hard. It's hard to not go experience it. So, but I like having that option on Netflix to check those shows out and get caught up. And Defender sounds like it's going to be a different experience than anything else we've got so far in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. It seems like it'll be, you know, kind of like an Avengers, but since these people, you know, some of them really have superpowers and others don't, it'll be interesting. It's a completely different Defenders than in the comic book. Well, except for now, because they actually are making a new Defenders title. But historically, the Defenders have always been usually Doctor Strange, Silver Surfer, the Hulk, and then Valkyrie, Gargoyle, Moondragon, any number of other characters, Angel. So quite a mix of characters there. But here is some actual Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news. If you are interested in meeting some of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or some people from other TV shows and movies, coming this Labor Day weekend, September 1st through, or probably, what, September 1st through 4th, or maybe the 30th through the 3rd, Dragon Con down in Atlanta, Georgia, will be hosting Ming-Na Wen, Brett Dalton, and Elizabeth Henstridge. So they'll be appearing at the show along with a number of other people. I think Stan Lee will be there. Karen Gillan will be there, along with Alex Kingston, representing the Doctor Who group. But, of course, she was also Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. Carl Urban, who's been playing Dr. McCoy in the recent Star Trek, but also playing the what's his name? Scourge. No, Scourge? And Thor Ragnarok, I believe. And then, of course, Peter Mayhew. Yeah, so he's the guy with the machine guns in the first Thor trailer.
Oh. I didn't even realize that was Carl Urban. Nice.
Yeah, well, he's got his head shaved, and he's got weird little the character in the comic books has his hair doing these weird little pointy things on the side, just like real close to his head. So,
he's a pretty adaptive actor. What do you call that when they play lots of different parts? I had the word right before I said it. Never mind.
Chameleon like.
yeah, that's it. Anyway, yeah, interesting. I didn't even realize Carl Urban was in that. Dragon Con is September 1st through the 4th, by the way.
It is through the 1st through the 4th. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Carl's, you know, I mean, between Star Trek, the Marvel
Versatile.
Universe now, yeah, and the Lord of the Rings trilogy, I mean, the guy has been in quite a few, franchises here. Actually, oh, geez, I forgot he was in Riddick and then Dredd, of course, as well, too. So.
Wow. Yeah, he is versatile is what I was trying to think, and he surely is. So, well, hey, that makes me even more excited to see that Thor, because Thor looks good too.
Yeah. So, peripherally to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we got an announcement about some casting news for Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is basically Ant-Man 2, which is starting I think it's filming now, and it's due out end of next summer, I want to say. It's
coming up pretty soon. I believe that is right also.
Yeah, it's Infinity War comes out in May, and I want to say Ant-Man 2 comes out in July or maybe August or something like that. But the news broke a couple weeks ago that the character named Jimmy Woo is joining the show, and he's being played by an actor named Randall Park, who I guess he's on Fresh Off the Boat, which is an ABC, I think it's an ABC sitcom about a Asian family that just got off the boat. I don't know what it's about, but it's
I've only seen a little bit of it. It looked pretty funny. I haven't watched much of it, but it was pretty funny.
It seems, I mean, to me, the commercials always make it look like just one of those stereotyped shows, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. They advertise him as playing S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Jimmy Woo. And so I saw that and I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And because Jimmy Woo is a character from the comic books who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and he was a member of, I think, S.W.O.R.D., and also there was another organization that he was part of. But, you know, in the same way that, like, Nick Fury is a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Maria Hill is or something like that. So one of our listeners had sent in an article about this where it says, you know, that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns to the MCU. Question mark. And I'm like, no. And I think the person was reading too much into it. You know, for me, when I saw that S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Jimmy Woo was joining Ant-Man and Wasp, it didn't mean that he was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movie. It just means that the character, Jimmy Woo, who is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., is joining the movie. I don't think that S.H.I.E.L.D. will be back in the MCU. They're not doing anything with that at this point. You know, just because of what happened with the fall of Hydra and all that stuff, you know, but who knows what's going on in the next season of the show. I mean, they definitely S.H.I.E.L.D. actually could be back by that point, but I thought it was, you know, one of these stupid articles that someone was just writing.
Yeah, I didn't. And we haven't seen Jimmy Woo in anything at all yet, right? In the movies or TV shows. So.
No, not as part of the Marvel Universe. No,
no. I think that was just kind of a wild speculation.
Yeah. And Agents of Atlas. That was the other group that he was part of that I was trying to remember.
Okay. All right. So, well, Ant-Man and the Wasp will be out July 8th, actually, so early.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's kind of cool. I'm actually really looking forward to that. Ant-Man is one of my favorite MCU movies. It's because of the humor, so.
Oh, yeah. It's it surprised me a lot. I thought it was much funnier than I expected it to be. So, a lot of cool stuff going on. Now, you saw a couple tweets here about some other Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff that was going on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Okay, so I did see a couple articles that said it's been, I'm going to say, quote, unquote, confirmed that the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans will have a crossover. And, you know, I kind of took that with a grain of salt because, you know, we won't know until we know more about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for sure. And they've been doing all the Inhuman stuff. But I still think they're going to, but I still think this is a pretty big speculation at this point. They mentioned it in a panel at San Diego Comic-Con what did they say? You were helping me put this together about whether it was accurate or not. But at the panel, they said, you know, they said one little thing and people kind of assumed that that was going to be a crossover,
that,
you know?
Yeah. It said that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans will be connected. That
connected. There you go.
The
That's what I was
that
looking
they
for
used,
here.
Yeah.
So, you know, how is it connected? Well, is it in the same Marvel universe? Probably. Does that mean they're going to do a crossover? Not necessarily. They don't have to. But here's why I do think eventually they'll have a crossover this season. Number one, because we've seen in the teaser trailer that they showed. Well, I guess it was the trailer, not the teaser trailer.
Right.
At San Diego Comic-Con, we saw that they were on Earth and that they were finding other Inhumans, or at least another Inhuman. It was kind of like in a almost a jungle, like they were running from somebody. And I think it was it Triton, I think?
Yeah, Triton was running with some female.
And telling her that, you know, she's an Inhuman and that there's others like her. So that's such a similar thing that was going on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That I think, you know, that would be a connection. Not necessarily that as a crossover, but that is a connection right there. But I still think, and I know a lot of our listeners have kind of tweeted or emailed us and told us about how I think that at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, when they were looked like Coulson was in space, I think that's going to be a connection as well. So I don't know how much of a crossover that could be, but I think that something's going to go on there. So, and that's just me speculating, but why wouldn't you have some kind of a crossover?
For the same reason they haven't had really any crossovers between the movie and the TV shows. It's just tough.
Well, why? Why would you think? I can see the movie and the TV shows having a harder time crossing over than two TV shows.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that other than maybe the connection that in the Inhumans show, they mentioned that there's a Terrigen outbreak and a bunch of Inhumans pop up on Earth. Or in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they talk about how, oh, you know, this big teleporting dog showed up in Hawaii.
so just a mention, huh?
I think it's going to be a mention, if anything. That's going to be
all right.
It.
So. Well, I don't think you're going out on a limb. I think you're on a pretty strong branch
pretty
there,
branch
saying
there,
that. Yeah. So I don't think either idea is really going out on a limb too much. But so we'll see. I don't know exactly what's going to happen because they are keeping Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. under close scrutiny right now. They're not telling us much. I think they're trying to promote everything else. But luckily we've got the tweet happy actors from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they like to keep connected with the fans, which I actually, you know, want to say thank you about and really appreciate because I know Clark. He really likes to play around with fans and share stuff with them, and who could blame him, man? It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're having fun making this show. You can tell, not just behind the scenes, you can tell as they're making it. You know, you can tell that they have connections with each other. But so production for season 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has started. It started in late July here. And, you know, we don't know. It's been written for a while, but now I think, you know, production has actually started. They're on the sets in some kind of capacity. Maybe they're doing table reads or things like that. Somebody even, I think, tweeted it was like a makeup room or something like that. Makeup artist Wendy Lynn Avignon.
Oh, right. She was getting it like set up. Like nobody was in there yet, but she was getting it all.
Yeah. So, and that was earlier in the month. So that was middle of July. So you know, it is for sure getting going. So that's good. But anyway, Clark Gregg tweeted out that he said, I'll try to read this the way he typed it because he had a lot of extra letters. Secret Warriors, come out and play. And then he posted a picture of him like standing in a doorway, you know. So it sounds like the Secret Warriors may be back, which, you know, if you remember, they were trying to kind of get this set up. What was that, season 3? It was season 3 where they were kind of gathering other Inhumans to create this group of Secret Warriors, kind of like from the comics.
Yep.
And it sounds like maybe that'll be something similar to what they're focusing on this season.
I got to say, you did a really good job at reading that, but you know that's a reference to, right?
Maybe. Well, what are you thinking?
It's the line from the Warriors 1979 movie, the Walter Hill film with, you know, the Warriors. I don't know.
I guess I didn't know that. I wasn't thinking.
Film. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See, now
it's
I didn't
like,
even
Warriors
think that.
Come out and play. And also in Luke Cage in the first season, the bad guy at one point said, Carl, come out and play. So.
Well, there you go. See, I'm glad I have you for those movie references, but I thought he was just teasing us. Well, yeah. He is just teasing us, but
yeah, exactly.
So I hope they do get back to that. I liked that idea of building that Inhumans group.
They did so little with them at the time. They really need to do some more with them, I think. So
it could be a good focus. I mean, they had Yo-Yo, and then Quake was there, and
Joey.
Joey was there, but they didn't really, they didn't really do much with that part of the plot, because the other ones just kind of took over, but they were so good that, it was hard to complain about it.
Yeah. Well, this next piece of news, it made me a little sad because it may mean that we won't see this actor returning to S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, but there's all, he always was on for, brief snippets of time. And, well, the last time we saw him, he was shot in the head. Adrian Pasdar, as mentioned earlier, he's actually going to be joining the cast of Supergirl this season as a some bad guy. He's like a...
Oh, Morgan Edge.
Oh, he's Morgan Edge?
Yeah, Morgan Edge. He's playing Morgan Edge on Supergirl.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of excited to hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a jerk.
Morgan Edge is like he's like a newscaster that is complete, just horrible.
He's arrogant and mean and yeah.
he's basically, I think he was the basis at some point for Maxwell Lord. I always, Morgan Edge and Maxwell Lord are in my brain kind of intertwined. I guess probably just because they were the two kind of. They were always drawn similarly, and Morgan Edge was part of like Adventures of Superman, I think, and Maxwell Lord ended up being a bad guy in Justice League International in the mid 80s or something.
Well, and they've done Max Lord on Supergirl already, so I think they'll probably take it in a different direction.
Oh, that's
Morgan
true.
Edge.
Yeah, and they also said Carl Lumbly is going to come back. Who's the to Supergirl? He's the voice of Martian Manhunter on Justice League, but he's going to be playing John Jones's father, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was neat too.
I love Carl, so.
But I'm sad about Adrian Pasdar. We know, well, at least from the end of the season, that Talbot lived, right?
Barely, but, yeah.
But yeah, right. I mean, he did get shot in the head, and he was in the hospital, but he didn't die. So we know that they told us that. So. And that doesn't mean just because he's on Supergirl doesn't mean that we won't see him, but I find it unlikely that he'll be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season.
He's got a different look, So I remember reading an interview with him where he was like, anytime they call me, it's great because he can grow the mustache in like 2 weeks or something like that. It's really quick.
Wow.
But he has to shave the sides of his head. But of course, if he's in a coma, he's not going to be, doing all that kind of stuff. So, like I said, he could show up in some fashion as, just a
something. Yeah. Yeah. You don't think they'll have to digitally enhance the sides of his heads like they're having to do on the next Justice League movie with Superman, have you heard about that?
With the mustache, removing mustache from Superman, they'll have to digitally add a mustache in this. So that'd be pretty cool. I guess we'll look forward to, if he shows up, I think that's great. Talbot is not a character that I ever expect to see, but it's definitely been a pleasure. And earlier in the summer here, when I was going through all of the episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., rewatching parts of them, I completely forgot that Talbot showed up like middle of first season. I was like, holy crud, I thought he was like a second season kind of character, but he's been around since way early on. So I thought that was
pretty
cool.
He has. So I'm just picturing Adrian Pasdar now like Alec Baldwin's character from the SpongeBob movie, Dennis, who can just like squeeze real hard and his mustache just pops out now. So, but they probably won't do that. That's his superpower. He can grow a mustache.
Very good. All right. So let's see what else we got here. I think that's it pretty much for the news stuff.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, that's, like I said, we didn't hear a whole lot of out of San Diego Comic-Con for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we're always on the lookout. So, you know, keep an eye on our Facebook page, keep an eye on Twitter, and we'll put anything when we do. And then, of course, we do have another special coming up before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be back. So we'll talk to you guys about that. If maybe we'll hear something about, I don't know, a DVD set or, I don't know, don't hold your breath on that one.
DVD. I'm going to hold my breath.
Are you, please, no, well, give up easily because that could be a while. So, but hey, you know what? I did want to mention one other thing while we were here, but this was more to do with you, actually, because I wanted to share something with everybody that you have been working really hard on, and I am so incredibly impressed with this that I want
not that hard
to
just
see
in case
it.
My wife's listening.
Sorry. As hard as he needs to be working on this is what he's been doing. No, you have been working on this project, and I guess I'll just kind of tell everybody what it's called, and then maybe you can explain it about it a little bit more. But it's called the
I don't know.
The,
I can't.
You don't think you can? It's called the MCU Location Scout. So tell us a little bit about this project that you have come up with in your head and then obsessively finished.
Yeah, it's OCD taken to its extreme. But basically, I came up with the idea that, since you know how Google Maps allows you to make your own map and you can, you know, put pins down and mark locations for whatever.
It's a really handy tool as a teacher. We use it quite a bit,
sure.
Actually.
Yeah, I've used it on websites I work on. So for conventions, so we can say, here's all the places where you can get food. Here's all the places where you can get a room, and here's where the convention is. So people have something handy they can get to. So I started out thinking, oh wow, the MCU is something I really enjoy, and there are a lot of places that are like really cool looking locations, and I'd love to be able to put some of the real world locations they filmed some of the movies at. And actually, I started doing this because of the Netflix shows, because it was all in New York, and I'm like, I don't really know anything about New York, but boy, this is a really cool side of the city that we get to see here. And there's a lot of famous places, and so I just wanted to put some, you know, really some of the big locations, like where's that diner they eat at, or where is Luke's bar, or, you know, where does Jessica have her dojo. Just, you know, super easy stuff that was really fun. And then I started thinking, well, I'm going to do this for the movies, because those are limited, right? There's only like 12 or 14 at the time. And, if I'm going this far, I should probably do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter too. But just the outside stuff, because that's the only thing I can actually, kind of actually check using Google Maps. And then I saw some websites where they listed like, oh, they shot the interiors for this here. And I'm like, son of a gun. Yeah, I could probably do the interiors for stuff I can find. It shouldn't be too hard, right? So like a year and a half later, I have, I don't know how, I probably have like 600 dots all over this map now.
Oh, but so now it's great because like you said, on Google Maps, you can filter stuff. So if you want to just look, you know, you're not going to pull up one of these maps and have to try to figure out exactly where one of these 600 dots is. So what are you, you set up some ways that you can filter it. So can you talk about how that works for people so they can get excited about this? Cause it's great.
Yeah. So, what I learned early on is that Google Maps only has 10 layers. I was going to have a layer for each movie and for each season of shows, but can't do that. So I had to start grouping stuff. So I've got the movies grouped in like, I think like five or six layers, like all the Iron Man films, 1, 2, and 3, all the Captain America films, all the Thor Avenger films. And then for the recent movies, I've got them kind of linked together, like Spider-Man, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy gets their own layer. Netflix shows get their own layer. And then I have an Agent Carter, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. layer. And so you can turn these off or on, and it turns these icons off or on, and you can click on any one of the icons. So like, for example, Let me just scroll down in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. here. Well, I just released a story about an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. warehouse, which is actually from Iron Man 2. So let me talk about that. So you can find that on the Iron Man level. And when you click on it, it shows you where it is in California. And it gives an image from the movie, a screenshot, so you can see what it looks like. And then you can click another link on the Google map to go to the street view in Google Maps and look at it yourself or in the satellite view. Some of the locations don't exist anymore. For example, that S.H.I.E.L.D. warehouse at the end of Iron Man 2 doesn't exist anymore. But with Google Maps, you can actually roll back the time. So I actually was able to get a screen grab of what it looked like. I don't know what, when was that? 7 years ago when they made the movie. And so the same thing happens, you know, for S.H.I.E.L.D. You can click on stuff like you can see when they went to Marrakesh in season 2 when Donnie Gill was there freezing people. He was supposedly in Marrakesh. Well, nope, he was actually in a hotel in downtown Los Angeles, and you can click on that. You can go to the website to the hotel. You can view it in Google Maps. Sometimes Google Maps has pictures of the interior, and you can see where all this stuff takes place. And so, like, Southern California right now, you know, is a hodgepodge of little dots all over the place for stuff that they shot. And what's interesting for me is that they come back to the same place a lot, but they make it look different every time they come back, which I find really incredible.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the way they are able to take what they have and then make it fit some of the other shows and movies and stuff is fantastic. So where did you find – this is a pretty obvious question, I think, especially if you're looking at these maps. But where did you find that most of these locations were taking place when you're plotting everything out?
Well, for S.H.I.E.L.D., since it's a TV show and it shoots out of Los Angeles, the majority of locations are within LA's TMZ or 30 mile zone. So, you know, basically from, what do they call this area up here? Like the Castaic area, up in north of LA down to like Long Beach. And some of the movies have shot there. A lot of the Captain America films, and Avengers, they shot that stuff in Cleveland area, but they're now shooting out of Atlanta. So there's some stuff in the Midwest, but there's a lot of stuff down in the Atlanta area. And then, of course, all the Netflix shows and also some other stuff for the movies was shot in New York area. So kind of three main areas right now, basically LA, New York, and Atlanta are the three hubs where they're shooting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you've got everything. I mean, you click out – like some – I like finding those big crowded areas on your map and then clicking on some of the outskirt ones, right? Like here's a little Death Valley motel that was used in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. When Lorelei came from Asgard, right? And it's just this dinky little diner and I don't know, maybe a gas station or something like that. But
it's actually a movie set out in the desert. Yeah, it's really weird.
And I'll you know, I'll click on that. I'm like, oh, I remember that, and I just love seeing that stuff. And then, what about locations outside the United States?
So obviously, there's a bunch of stuff that's been filmed outside the United States. A bunch of stuff, especially for Captain America, was shot in the United Kingdom. Doctor Strange did a lot of shooting in London area, having New York double as it. Thor shot over there as well. I mark those up, and sometimes I put the in-universe location, which is so Captain America is walking through the Italian woods, and he mentions like the town that they're in. So I'll actually go and mark that town, and I try to list stuff as in-universe as to opposed to the filming location, because, you know, a lot of times they'll say, you know, oh, we're especially with S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, we're shooting in, you know, this takes place in Pennsylvania or Utah or Montana or, you know, Florida. Nope. Everything was shot in Southern California, except for the one thing that I was really surprised when they went to Puerto Rico in season two to uncover the Inhumans chamber.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, they actually shot in Puerto Rico. So that was that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So that's what I'll do. I don't put all the real world locations because it could it just gets to be a nightmare to try to maintain. But like I said, I do try to put screen grabs, and I'm still going through and updating a lot of stuff in here.
Well, and it's a constantly changing thing, which I also really like because you can go on there and find other surprises that weren't on there before once you finish them. I mean, and you have. The screen grabs you have, like, for example, this was really cool. This is one of my favorite ones, but you have the approximate location of where Captain America was found from his plane crash when he was frozen, right?
Right. That's based on my hypothesis.
Right, right. But you have evidence to support that, right? And you have some screen captures and some pictures from the movies and there's one with Nick Fury with, like, the map in the background, which kind of shows that area, right? So, and that's right there on Google Maps. You can click on those pictures and see these and to make that other connection. So that's just this project is just – it's just amazing. I love it. I love playing around with this stuff.
One of the coolest things I recently found for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was in season two when Whitehall was there and we were seeing flashbacks to him and the experiments he was doing in Austria as part of the Nazi regime when he was experimenting on the Inhumans. They show the exterior of this castle and it says, Austria, whatever, like Hydra Castle, Austria or something like that. And okay. So it's this, they filmed a castle. It probably is in Austria. So I decided just for giggles, it's like, it looked like a stock shot to me. So I just took the screen grab, uploaded it into Google, said, hey, find this image for me. And it found a stock footage shot. So basically, they didn't go anywhere, but they bought a stock footage of like a helicopter flying around this old castle ruins. Funny thing is, they are not in Austria. They are in the south of France. But we don't know that. Now you do. I've just ruined it. I've just taken all the magic away from it. But
no, you didn't ruin it. See, for me, you've made it deeper because I love seeing those behind the scenes things and how they accomplish things and where they film stuff. So, to me, that just deepens my enjoyment of entertainment. That I like to watch. I've done that for years since Star Wars was out.
Oh yeah, and then just an hour ago, right before we started recording, I found Dr. Wilkes' house from the season two of Agent Carter. Which I've been looking for a long time. It was on a palm-lined street, and if anybody knows anything about Los Angeles, there are a lot of palm-lined streets. So,
talk a little bit about this. When you can't find, a listing of a specific location from
which
a making
of, them,
or yeah, which is a lot of them. Describe some of the process that you do to find these things.
I'm a digital internet detective here, so. So my first choice is, like you said, to find a list of locations where things were shot, either from IMDb or maybe some tweets from an actor or somebody working on the film or people who saw somebody filming something. I love those because it's not couched in the fantasy of the show. It's, hey, we're on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and they're shooting something here. So that makes it easy. There are also a lot of other websites that put that stuff up. But when I can't find any of that stuff, and I go to magazine articles or Cinefex special effect magazines and look for stuff there, and I don't find anything, I just watch the footage, and I look – signs are the best thing to look for. I was doing this for the Netflix shows. That's how I found a lot of stuff because I don't really know – like I said, I don't know New York at all. But I'm learning all sorts of cool stuff about New York, about the history because they shoot a lot of stuff in all these different places. I grew up in L.A., so when I watch footage from S.H.I.E.L.D., I can kind of recognize the area something is in just based on the architecture. But I'm learning styles of architecture and what is in different areas. So I look for signage. If I don't find that, I look for other little clues, things that I might recognize, maybe something that was in another show that I can Google, that I recognize, you know, from that. And just a lot of flying around in Google Maps, looking down, you know, trying to look at something that you're watching in 2D from the front, and then trying to look at it 2D down from the top, and then double check it on Street View. And I try not to put stuff on my maps that I haven't been able to confirm. So if somebody says, hey, this was shot at this hotel, I'm like, cool. And I put it on a list, and then I go and check it. And if I can't confirm that, I don't put it on the map. So this stuff is, I try to vet this. I try not to repeat bad information on the internet, basically.
Right. No, you've done some serious investigation for some of these locations to confirm that it's actually what it was. And usually, at least the ones that I've seen, you know, it's usually accurate.
It's self-evident. Yeah.
Yeah.
For most of these.
But I mean, I just want to encourage everybody to go out and check this map out that he has made, and don't just be content with like looking at a city, you know, I mean, like, and going, oh yeah, look at all those locations. I mean, zoom in. You can zoom in, and sometimes, you know, the little symbols will overlap each other, especially where there's a lot of shooting locations like New York and L.A. But you can kind of go down sometimes to just the block over, and you'll see another example of one. So, and I really like the symbols that you have used to identify what TV show or movie these have been in. You know, it makes it easy to find, and also, you know, kind of, I don't know. To me, it's kind of like looking on that big comic book store rack, you know, with all the different comics on it. And they're all the different colors and logos and symbols and slogans and stuff on it. And that's what these maps are. And you're like, I was looking at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but hey, there's the Daredevil logo. I got to check that out now, you know? So it's, for me, it's a big rabbit hole because I keep clicking on stuff and then I find something new and I want to click on it again. And it's just, it gets really exciting. And then I look at the pictures that you have on there. So, I mean, this is something you could just spend hours and hours just looking at and entertaining yourself with. And I know, Jay, that you have spent many, many hours, getting it prepared. So, I want to check, you know, I want people to look at it because this is so great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So I have different logos from the show, like the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, and then it's a different color depending on what season you're looking at, just because otherwise by default, you get like a little red pin, and that just became monotonous and you couldn't figure out anything from anything, you know? So, you know, it's the Avengers A, it's an Iron Man, chest plate, it's, you know, Captain America's shield and stuff like that. So yeah, it's it makes it interesting to look at. And I just love data. And like you said, when you zoom way out and look at all the United States, you know, you see like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 groupings and stuff like that. Then like you said, as you start to zoom in, it's like, whoa, and stuff just continues to multiply.
So, and you've also written up some thoughts that of certain areas as you're making these. And I want to encourage people to look at those, and I'll post those on our Facebook page for sure. So people can check those out, because I like your little blog postings about, how you found things or why you were looking for them or why you started this project too. So, check those articles out too.
In each of the locations, I try to say what was, and I, again, like I said, it's still evolving. I've located stuff, screenshotting is kind of my first task, then I locate stuff, and then I do my little write-up and post it in the photo onto the location. But I want to get the locations on the map as soon as possible when I find them. But I try to put a little blurb about what was going on to remind you, because some of these, especially like the Netflix stuff, it's like, here's an alley that Daredevil was running through in episode 2. Here's an alley that Daredevil was running through in episode 3. Here's the second alley from episode 3 that Daredevil, you know, it's like, what? You know, there are a lot of repetitive kind of things, rooftops, alleys, you know, bodegas. But I'll put, you know, what episode or movie the thing came from, a little description. And if there's something else about the location, that I think is interesting, I'll put a note in there about it, either about how I found it or, some of these locations are actually private residences. They are there are people's homes that were used for the exteriors, like in Agent Carter, you know, Howard Stark's mansion is someone's house. So I try to remind people, that, you know, in things that are not just a public street or whatever, or, you know, a business, that, you know, these are people's residences, and, you know, you need to remain respectful of that, and, you know, you shouldn't trespass and things like that. But
right, right. This is how you can experience those places, especially, you know, because you do want to be respectful of other people, and you don't want to just be showing up on their front lawn, yeah, taking pictures of their house.
Yeah,
because that's creepy.
If you live in these areas, now I've got a thing where you can, you don't have to pay the $35 to go on the tour. You can do your own tour. You can figure out and, you know, you can make your own tour of these locations if you're visiting LA or Atlanta or New York or something like that. Like I said, you can check out, just Google for MCU Location Scout. You can also, I think it's, if you go into Google Maps and you search the user created maps, it's called Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's the name of my map. You'll know it because it's going to be the most, there are several Marvel Cinematic Universe maps, but this is the most detailed one. I don't think it says that I made it. So
are there areas that, you're still kind of searching for that you're
I've got a list. Yeah, I've got a list of locations. I for the movies, for the most part, I've hit all the major locations, right? So for example, like Ant-Man, there are still a few little locations, like, you know, when Luis is telling his story about how he goes to he went to the wine tasting, yeah, and his friend went to the art show, and then they did the baseball game and stuff. So like really quick shots like that, I don't know where some of that stuff occurs. There are also a couple other like bigger locations that I'm not sure where they're at. But I'm probably, if I had to hazard a guess, I try to catalog every location, and there's a lot of stuff I just don't catalog because it's very much assumed to be a set, you know, or a studio, an interior location, you know, like a bar. Sometimes it's a real bar, but a lot of times they just build a set, you know, on a stage. But if I know for a fact that it's an interior location that's shot on location at a real place, I will catalog it and endeavor to try to find it. So I'm probably 80-85% complete with, wow, all the TV shows, the Netflix. I've just been finishing the summer, catching up, getting the rest of my screenshots from the Netflix and from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and getting stuff on the map. And like I said, I'm still looking for stuff. I just found an Agent Carter thing, so I'm digging deep.
Well, I just want to compliment you on this because it's so, first of all, it's just a brilliant idea. But second of all, it's just so much fun. I don't know if people realize how much fun looking at a map and just clicking on things and exploring can be, but I guess maybe I think it's fun. I don't know. I like stuff
fun
like that.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah,
fun. It is. So great job on that. And like I said, I encourage everybody to check it out, and, man, I'll just keep watching because, hey, there's more Marvel movies coming. So, you're going to have to start, finding maps of, Asgard, I guess, maybe some other planets for Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, we'll see if Google Maps can get on to making some maps for those so you can plot those.
Yeah, well, and anyone that's seen Spider-Man, I've got probably the majority of locations from Spider-Man here. I don't obviously have screenshots for a lot of that stuff unless I was able to get it from the trailer. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I didn't think I was going to get. I remember coming out of the movie and I was just making a mental list. I'm like, okay, then he went here and he went there, so I could write down what the locations were. But yeah, between Atlanta and New York, I've got a number of those listed. So yeah, please check it out. Let me know what you think. And you can post any thoughts, or if you find any errors or anything like that, just tweet me at @JovialJ and let me know. So thanks, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, with that, I think that's probably all we've got for this week's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. So thank you for joining us for another one of our summer spectaculars, and we'll see you guys in about a month probably for our next one.
All right. Well, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, proud to be part of the Random Chatter Network. So if you like what we're doing at Random Chatter, help support us by leaving great reviews on iTunes, telling your friends about our shows, and supporting us financially. Just visit patreon.com/randomchatter to see all the contribution levels and the perks we offer for each. A donation of just $1 a month can get you access to our Slack channel, where you can interact every day with our host, staff, and other fans. Also, you can contact us directly, and if you have any, you know, ideas for Jay to put on his map, so this would be a good place to do this. You could send an email at shield@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Twitter at Agents Podcast. Of course, you can go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agentspodcast.
And check out our other shows, which are going to be back from their summer hiatus this weekend. Green Justice, an Arrow podcast, and Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast.
Where there actually was news from San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, those both have – we're going to have to whittle those down so we can keep them under an hour, I think. but you can find those at randomchatter.com, and all shows are also available on iTunes and Stitcher for Android or iOS. So for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, this is Jay.
And this is Josh.
Signing off from Level 7.
This podcast is not endorsed by ABC Television or Marvel Entertainment. The official website for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can be found at www.agentsofshield.com. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and related elements are copyright Marvel Entertainment, LLC.
Transmission terminated.